West Coast Mitch Berger.
Yes.
Our NFL analyst, longtime NFLer. What's up, Mitch? How you doing, man?
West Coast Mitch is in the house. I just finished playing Lakewood Country Club in Denver, Colorado. Last night I was at the Avalanche game where they won 4-1 against the Minnesota Wild. Tomorrow I'm going to the CU Buff game against ASU, 4-0 against 3-2 ASU. Then I'm going to the Colorado Flyers game tomorrow night. And then Sunday, I'm going to the Colorado Rockies Milwaukee Brewers game 3.
Look at you.
Nice. That sounds like a difficult schedule, Mitch.
How many beers are in the whole routine?
I'm a couple of vodka sodas deeps right now. I'm not going to lie to you, but I did think it from 104 with a lob wedge today.
Oh, nice. Look at you.
But I lost $170 to my ex-teammate, Derek West, and so I'm down, but now I'm ready to get back up.
All right, man.
We were just talking about the article, Sam Darnold. What would you think, being a veteran guy where, you know, you lose three straight and the prize possession, the new shiny toy, decides to pen an article in the Players' Tribune discussing whatever it is, saying how hard the process is, blah, blah, blah. What do you think the veteran guys would have thought of that?
I think it's a little early for a young guy to write anything about anything, to be honest. He probably should just keep it to himself. That Players' Tribune thing seems for guys that sort of have had their stripes already. And so he probably shouldn't be penning anything. And they're kind of playing a little crappy right now. So not a big fan. I don't think his teammates are going to be a big fan. And from what I knew of him drafted coming out, and I put him on my fantasy team, which I just dropped this week, he started hot. But he looks like he's going to have a humpy and bumpy freshman year here in the NFL, and he probably should make that his last article for a while.
Yeah, I mean, that was to be expected, right? Like, he's 21 years old. I think he was the youngest starter in NFL history or something like that, real close to it. And he had a great night, but it was against Detroit. You know, the Lions were brutal that night, and the Jets are not that good, you know, so... He's going to have ups and downs, and a lot of people were putting him in the Hall of Fame after that first Monday Nighter. Yeah. I mean, that's the truth.
And that's definitely not the case. I mean, then the funny thing in the NFL is that even when you're a backup or an early guy, they don't know you. They don't have game film on you, but the defensive coordinators, the defensive players in this league, they're phenomenal. Once they get a beat on what you do, you have to be able to change it up, because if you keep doing the same stuff, they're going to tear you apart. That's why Tom Brady, a guy like that, that one week your running back gets 12 catches. The next time your wide receiver gets 10 catches, then you spread it around. You can't really time up a guy like that. So with this guy, I mean, there's just no success that can be guaranteed week in and week out. I think when you're a rookie and when you're young, it's best to be quiet. Let people do the talking for you. As Bill McCarty, my coach at Colorado, said, Mitch, stop talking about yourself and let everybody talk about him for you. Because when you're really good, people will say it for you. You don't need to say it yourself.
Well, with that line of thinking, how about Jalen Ramsey, the corner for Jacksonville?
Well, he never heard that saying.
He's never shut up. But you know what? He backs it up. Like, he's an all-pro corner, and he's got Tyreek Hill in the Kansas City Chiefs this weekend. And I kind of sense, at some point, Mahomes, who has been exceptional through 4 weeks. I mean, 14 touchdowns, no picks. The guy's been money.
Throws left-handed, does it all.
At some point, though, he's going to have a bit of a reality check. Like, it's going to happen. He's going to have a down game. Someone's going to get him. I kind of feel like Jacksonville is primed to do that. Do you think Mahomes can step up and still perform, or do you expect the Jags defense to be all over him this weekend?
I expect the Jags defense to be all over him. I mean, I can't expect this kid to do it every week, week in and week out. This Jags defense is as good as any defense in the NFL. You're playing against the best corner probably in the NFL. At some point, he needs to face some adversity, and we'll see what this kid does. He's got the Pee Wee Herman voice, so it's hard to know what he's really thinking. I mean, the guy's got the funniest voice ever in the history of the NFL as a quarterback. But with that being said, the guy's playing phenomenal, but I think this is the defense to give him a hard time. I think they lose this game, and I think we find out what happens from adversity after this game. But if he finds a way to still beat this Jacksonville Jaguars defense, man, I don't know who can stop. If Jacksonville's defense can't stop this guy, I'm not exactly sure who can. So I'm really, really interested to see this game. and see what kind of game plan they come up against with Jacksonville.
Mahomes is basically everywhere. You watch NFL Network, anything about football, he's the top discussion, how amazing he is. Have you ever played with a young kid where you're just seeing it as they're a young kid, they're starting, you know, they're a great guy, they got a lot of talent, a lot of promise, and it just grows into this animal that you're praying that they just don't get too full of themselves?
Randy Moss, I was there his rookie year, and that's what Randy was. And you know what? For the locker room, he never got too full of himself. He was a guy that was just an enigma. He was more talent than anybody had ever seen, and still probably the most talent I've ever seen on a team I've been on. But right now, I mean, he's got the keys to a Ferrari. That offense, the guys he has, the weapons that he has, that defense is obviously the crutch. If they even play okay, then the Kansas City Chiefs can win the Super Bowl this year if they can even play okay. But again, there's a bunch of film on them now. There's a bunch of defensive coordinators seeing what they're doing. They're seeing his weaknesses. There's going to be some teams that are going to find a way to come at him. And that's the NFL. How do you adjust? The best teams are the ones who adjust, maybe not just even the second half of the season, but in the second half of football games. And that's why New England has been so good, because they're the greatest second half adjustment team in the league. So I want to see how people adjust to Patrick Mahomes. Right now he's playing unbelievable. He's so exciting to watch. He's the funnest guy to watch in the league. He is the leading guy for MVP. To me, him and Jared Goff, I'm just really curious to see what happens against Jacksonville.
With our NFL analyst Mitch Berger, you mentioned the Pats, and last night they went off, and now they're 3-2. And they made their adjustments. You know, it's almost like once you get
and
through September.
And Julian Edelman's back.
Yes, exactly. And Josh Gordon had a touchdown last night. So you got Edelman back. You've got Gordon, who appears to be finding himself. I mean, we'll see if he can keep himself out of trouble. Gronkowski's always going to be banged up a little bit, but if he's healthy and he's an option, you're good.
Let me interrupt to ask you this question. Would you rather have the New England Patriots offense with Tom Brady and all the weapons he has now, or would you rather have Patrick Mahomes and that Kansas City offense going forward?
I think I'd take Brady just because I know the history. You know, I'm with Mahomes is the most entertaining player in the game. What he's done has been crazy, but Brady is Brady.
Brady's Brady.
You know, and I think Gronk can cancel out Kelsey. I think Gordon has the potential to cancel out Hill. Sony Michel, the first round pick, looks good. Like 2 weeks in a row, he's been really good.
So maybe good.
You know, Kareem Hunt and him kind of cancel each other out. Now you've got Edelman. It's close, but Brady, how do you sell Brady down the river? You know, the guy, he's 41, but he still looks great.
You're talking about two great offenses, and you're talking about two sorry defenses. And you would think when it counts that Belichick will find a way to do something to disturb the guys at Kansas City, whereas on the other side of the deal, there's so many weapons. I don't think there's anything you can do to Tom Brady to stop him from, I mean, stop four guys, he'll throw to three other ones. And just his ability to throw it all around the field, it's one of those things, until you take out the champ, I got to take the champ.
Enjoy yourself in Denver. It sounds like you're already well on your way to doing that.
How many vodka sodas the whole weekend? Give me a number.
Last night, 6. Today, 4. 10 deep with about 15 more to go.
We'll hold you to that.
Yes.
We'll do it again next week. Thank you, Mitch.
Sounds good, guys. Thanks.
There's Mitch Berger.